Moncrief on News Talk.
A YouGov survey shows that fewer women are choosing to go topless on Spanish beaches. So is this a thing of the past? And if so, why? Joining me now is journalist and novelist Amanda Brunker. Amanda, how are you today?
I was getting nervous. I'm like, I don't know what to talk about with spice bags. I've never had one before.
Have you really never had one?
I've never had one. Am I even Irish? That's what I need to question myself now. Am I even Irish? I've never had one.
And what has stopped
you? They smell... I'm not big into spicy food. So, and there just seems to be an awful lot of mess, and it just looks like a bit of a mess in a bag.
Are you a healthy eater? Are you very healthy? Or
I'm not very healthy, but I've definitely got healthier. Like, I mean, I'm in my 50s now, so I can't be eating that sort of stuff. I'd be in A&E fairly quickly now. So, I'll leave that to the young ones
I think there's a bit of time of life to it as well. You know that, I think there's something inside you just kicks in at a certain point where you're going.
Yeah, it's like no. Spice bags and kind of Jägermeister and
or a kebab at 2 in the morning. That also
tequila. Some things I just don't need to experience anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. 100%.
That said, I'm all for getting the girls out in the sun.
Beautifully put, Amanda.
Poetry, yes, Tom. That's what
poetry.
I'm here for.
Beautiful. So what do you make of this now? You know what's going on, don't you? You know why the Spanish are less inclined.
Well, listen, I don't know how scientific this survey has been, but there was a story in the UK Times written by Carol Migley. Is that her name? Midgley?
Yeah.
Midgley. I wouldn't exactly call her a feminist. And she's a woman who loves a cheap pun, but she's basically saying there's now a new mammary modesty and less women are going topless across Europe now because women with larger chests are no longer in fashion, apparently. I'm no longer in vogue. Now, I've never seen anybody complain about me having sunbathing topless. Not that I've done it for a while, I will admit. As I wouldn't say the proud owner, but the owner of two kind of sons, I spend my life constantly embarrassing them.
Yeah.
So the idea of me sunbathing topless in the vicinity of a camera phone that A might get me on Instagram or worse, X. I just can't take the chance anymore.
No, I understand. Terrible. They'd be absolutely mortified. They would be
mortified.
They'd have to go into witness protection, Amanda, if that happened.
And the thing is, now don't get me wrong, I've no problem with sunbathing topless, and I can do it in my own garden. I'm very lucky. I have very high bushes and I'm not overlooked. So I love being able to sunbathe, you know, reasonably with a bit of sun cream and all the rest. I'm not one of those people who puts on the old baby oil. You know, then again, bring back the 90s. Like, I mean, a simpler time. People used to sunbathe with baby oil and crisp and dry with no fear. And it was just
it's hard
a simpler
to believe,
time.
Isn't it?
But that's true. Like,
when
to
you
think of
people putting on factor 50 now, which, you know, some people say you might as well have a swimsuit on you out there.
It's true. You know, it's true. We did do things like that. And it was like, there was just no such thing as sun cream during my childhood. There was no such thing as sun cream. And we seem to be fine. Now, I know things have changed, the ozone layer and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm not a denier, but bring me back to the 90s. Now, I wouldn't have been great at sunbathing because I'm kind of pasty. I'm very Irish, but I would have been great at maybe a bit of topless swimming.
Right.
Back in the Celtic Tiger days, right, when we would have been down in Marbella. It's like, just bring me back. I want to be in my 20s again.
But that was strictly in Marbella, was it? You wouldn't have done that in Ireland now.
I couldn't have seen myself now on Dolly Mount Strand, walking around free and breezy. The Irish, like, let's be honest, Irish people love breasts until they're used for something kind of practical or just being shown about. Like, I mean, they like to keep them, you know, abroad. Irish people should only show their chest off abroad, right. Never at home, especially not in front of the neighbours anyway.
Neighbours? Oh, the nation would grind to a halt.
There'd be no work done.
No work done. But abroad it was fine, wasn't it? I mean, you always felt that was one of the great things in going on the continent. They were relaxed and confident. They weren't like what we were.
Exactly. And like, but the terrible thing is now, too many Irish people are on the continent, which is terrible. Like, I mean, you can't go to somewhere in Spain or somewhere in Portugal without bumping into your neighbours. So that's a terrible thing now. Travel is great, except when everybody's doing it.
Yeah, you have to say that is one of the disappointing things, that you think you're getting this kind of escape and then you find that more or less everyone on your road is there.
Yeah. That is so true. It's so depressing. You can't go anywhere.
Wow.
And it's kind of like, it's lovely to see people, but it's like, oh, listen, I'm on my holidays here, lads. Give it a break.
Everyone has a Dublin accent.
Could you just, like, not even look at me? I don't want to even see my husband on holidays. Never mind having to see my neighbours. So no disrespect to my neighbours, whoever's listening.
But they were, you know, back in the day, abroad, you know, once you're on, you know, mainland Europe, it was just, that's where attitudes were different. People were more confident. Women were more confident. Men could take these 100%. Things in their stride.
But think about it. It's that old saying, you know, what goes on tour stays on tour. And when you were on your holidays, you know, there was no fear, there was no worries, and you could just relax and enjoy yourself. And there was a time back in Celtic Tiger times, it's been a long time, but like, I mean, there would be people who had boats who'd be, you know, we'd go off. And then, of course, me after champagne back in the day, I don't know how I afforded it or who bought it. I wasn't buying it anyway, but I was definitely consuming it. And there was just the fun. You would have been able to have fun, but I don't think young people have as much fun anymore. And I do feel bad for them.
That's a very sad thing to say, isn't it? I, you know, they should have got everything going for them at this point, but you get the impression they're more circumspect now, they're more watched, they're more under scrutiny. There's actually less freedom for them.
Oh, 100%. And let's be honest, back in the day, we would have been putting a beer on cornflakes. Now everybody's having green juices and they're living a healthier lifestyle. They'd be out running. They wouldn't be sunbathing. And now I was never a smoker, believe it or not, and I never drank coffee. I don't know how I survived the 80s and the 90s and the noughties without doing that. But that would be totally unheard of now. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's progress. But unfortunately, on the swing side, when all these sensible people are about, they also have the old dreaded smartphone and even worse, the old Ray-Ban, creepy Ray-Ban Meta glasses.
Have you met anyone actually wearing those Meta glasses?
No, but I don't go out in public, Tom.
All right. When did that happen, Amanda?
Apparently these things exist in the wild. I just don't go out into the wild anymore.
I've heard stories.
I have heard stories.
Very scary stuff.
But like, who would buy those things?
The same men who were lying on the Spanish beaches with their mobile phones.
But like, I mean, my dad lives down in the south of France and he's a bit old for it now, but there was a nudist beach not too far from him. And he used to love going there. Now, I didn't ask him too many details. I won't lie, because sometimes you just don't need to know.
The nudist beach, I have to say, puts the fear of God into me. I there's something about it. It just, I have a vision of people playing tennis on it and all in the nude, yeah, cycling together.
I must admit, I'm not, like, I mean, people think I'm loud and all the rest, and I am a little bit, but I'm not an exhibitionist. So even I feel uncomfortable. I was in Gran Canaria a couple of years ago and lovely spot, beautiful beaches. And but then clearly I love the old walk, trying to get the steps in, trying to, you know, make myself feel better about a nice meal and a couple of glasses of rosé. But I wandered into the nudist part of the big beach in Gran Canaria. And you're there trying to be cool. And trying to be nonchalant. But I was like going, I'm not able out of it. I couldn't get quick enough. And it's not too bad when there's just the one or two people, you know, going fully
when you
nude
went on the nudist speech. Now, did you get into the spirit of things, or were you there?
No, I did not, Tom. No, I did
I just wanted to know. I mean, you're going to stand out if you're there in a bikini. Even you're going to stand out. I mean, you're not playing the game, Amanda.
I was like a nun. I was going in with shorts and I had like, a, you know, scarves on me. I was like, it was ridiculous. Now, don't get me wrong. If I was beside a beach and there was, or sorry, beside a pool, I can't be doing with the beach. It's too much mess, sand, all the rest. I need to be somewhere near a toilet and bar staff that can look after me. I'm too old and too spoiled at this stage. But if there was other people, and my sons weren't in the country, and there was other people sunbathing topless, I would give it a go. And I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay. A lot of caveats there. A lot of caveats.
I'm very spoiled. I'm very spoiled. But the thing is, like, I mean, apparently now women who are larger chested, they're, as I said earlier, they're not, that's not acceptable to get the girls out. You need like ballerina boobs. And you need to be a certain type.
Yeah, that's so. There's three reasons why it's disappearing. it's disappearing from our lives. The mobile phone cameras, they're one, men under hiding behind bushes. Impossible beauty standards are a second one that people feel like, you know, my body is too big and I don't feel
like
this world
that,
anymore.
Tom, I'd argue that because most of, like, it's mostly older women who would have no qualms about getting their top off.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be the perfect body. They're nearly far from the perfect body, the people who are happy to take their top off. Because the way they see it is, listen, I'm in my 60s, I'm in my 70s, whatever. I don't care anymore. And it doesn't matter what other people think of me. And that's great. That's very freeing. So, but it's tough when you're in your kind of 20s and 30s and you're still very self-conscious about your body. And that, I feel sorry for younger people in that way.
Looks like it's another thing that's dying out. Everything the internet touches, it destroys. Topless sunbathing, gone. Another thing.
Listen, Tom, you know what? I'm going to get out there this summer now. I'm going on holidays soon. I'm going to try and bring it back in vogue now. I don't know how much of a trendsetter I am anymore, but you know what?
Well done, Amanda. That's the spirit.
I'm going to do my bit.
The best of luck to that, to you and the girls. And
I'll send you photographs.
I don't know what to say now, Amanda, but thank you very much.
You should try it too. I look forward to seeing your pictures.
I'll send you photographs as well, Amanda. This is spiraling out of control.
Jesus, this is how people get into trouble, isn't it, Tom?
It certainly is, Amanda. Thank you very much for joining us.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.